All right, what up, world? Welcome to the Black L Bunny Podcast, episode 11. I'm your host, Rock Lefty. I am here with
Kayla,
Kyron,
and Kim Caramel.
Kim Caramel.
Yeah, we here.
All right, that's what I'm saying. Shout out to everybody for listening. We really appreciate it. You can listen to us on Spotify. Follow us at TBAB Podcast on IG and Twitter. Leave your opinion and join in on the conversation on our Facebook group, the Black L Bunny Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Black L Bunny Podcast, and leave us a voice message and let us know how we're doing on the Anchor app. Now let's get into the show. How have y'all been? How's y'all Thanksgiving? Y'all enjoyed y'all Thanksgiving?
I'm sick of Thanksgiving food already.
You still
felt like
it?
Thanksgiving was last week.
Did y'all cook?
I did. I cooked Thanksgiving for the first time.
That's why you tired.
Was it nasty?
I had one plate.
Talk about it.
I spent Thanksgiving with white people.
I gave Kyron a plate.
I was kidnapped for Thanksgiving. So
I'm dead ass, be honest.
It was good, but the bell pepper.
See, I don't
like the bell pepper.
Now you ain't do the bell pepper.
It tasted like.
I don't even eat bell peppers.
And the macaroni, it was good. What else I had? The rice.
It was dirty rice, macaroni, bell pepper.
And that
the roast.
Yeah, it was good, but the bell pepper tasted like some.
See, I don't
like. That bitch like a boudin.
Yeah. I like boudin.
But a bell pepper?
Look, shut up. I ain't gonna say who made it, but I don't eat bell pepper, so
I just gave it to the dog.
I don't eat bell pepper either. I eat the stuffing in it, but I don't eat the
The outside. People eat the outside?
Yes.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
That's nasty. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I got you was kidnapped for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come on, let's talk about that.
How you got kidnapped?
Oh, let's see. Make a long story short, I don't live down here. Like, I'm from down here, but I live in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they found out I touched down, they picked me up from the airport, and I ain't been down here since. Today, my first day down here. So, yeah, I got kidnapped. Mm-hmm. I spent Thanksgiving with his family. In their country, them bitches cook chitlins and
I'd be like, I got hands.
She was in Downersville
no.
For sure.
You had some deer meat?
I did not. Okay. I did try the rabbit, though.
The rabbit was good.
Rabbit tastes like chicken.
Right.
Chicken. Rabbit tastes like chicken.
Just a little bit juicier.
Deer meat is
from
deer meat is nasty.
Get out of here.
I would not eat
deer meat. Is a little.
Yeah,
I guess
meat,
they didn't kill off like all of
the
wild and shit. Yeah,
yeah
like
I must say deer meat is a tough meat.
But rabbit?
Rabbit
was good.
Do y'all have any Thanksgiving food left over?
Yes.
Can I get some?
Yes.
I had two plates for Thanksgiving.
I had one
plate there, and they sent me home with a plate. And I wasn't going to eat it because white people cooked it.
Just don't fuck with the bell peppers.
Yeah.
Shut up,
bro. The bell pepper, a black chick cooked the bell pepper. But
a black chick cooked that fucking bell pepper?
Okay, I didn't make the bell pepper, I told you, because I don't even like bell pepper.
Who made it? Share.
Nah, I have yet to get my hands on some gumbo.
Man, you better go to Brown
Gumbo.
Derby, man.
I love Gumbo.
Derby made gumbo every
everything
day.
Was closed
my
on the West Bank.
My mama made gumbo.
Everything
Brown
was closed
on Tulane. Yeah,
on a Saturday, though?
Oh,
that's fucked up.
I got a question before we start.
What's up?
Do you know about 63rd?
Get not from
63rd.
Not from 63rd. Let's make that very clear.
I had a post on Instagram say, if you from the West Bank,
no, it said from
you
from
63rd.
If you from the East Bank.
Oh, no. No. You from Kenner, you from 63rd.
Facts. Right.
Old block.
No, nigga, y'all
get
tripping.
Get him over here, boy.
Shit. I'm not from 63rd. Yeah. So y'all enjoyed y'all time, Thanksgiving? Who y'all smithed it with?
The same people I see every day.
My kidnapper.
At least you smithed it with
somebody.
A significant other.
I was with aggravating ass kids.
Nigga was late night like, hey man, what you doing? What you doing? Where you at? Yeah, just with calling around trying to get some company.
Actually.
I was like,
everybody was blocked.
I thought it was going to rain, so I was just like, I'm going to just stay inside and just. Chilling my pajamas. That's all I did because I thought it was going to rain. So
I had to hide in a whole nother room from kids. Them little bitches aggravated.
Yeah. Y'all know when y'all was kids, y'all used to love going around a lot of people. Now, when you get older, you like, man, get these kids away from me.
Yeah,
I don't mind the kids.
We used to be the kids for Thanksgiving. Now we the drunk Uncle Auntie
shit. Yeah.
Okay, I was the
drunkest.
Yeah. Somebody made a post about the uncle at the family. Yeah. And he did everything that my drunk uncle do. And I'll be like, this was really like a reenactment of my Thanksgiving last year.
Yeah.
Like, he did everything. I was just like, oh.
I don't even.
He tried to start a fight with somebody?
Did he?
For real?
Yeah.
His own family?
His own family. And it's a whole bunch of us. Cause
why y'all keep inviting this nigga?
We don't invite him. He a drunk. He comes around. Nobody invite him. He know what. He ain't. He crazy. But you know he.
Everybody
ain't
know where to go after Thanksgiving.
He know where to go after Thanksgiving.
I got an uncle that used to smoke crack. Well, he, not used to, but he still do. Man, this nigga, they don't even invite this nigga. Look, don't tell Uncle, I ain't gonna say his name, but that's how they be. Don't tell this nigga he over here.
They smart, they gonna show up. Thanks. Like, oh, thanks,
Tim. No, he all right. He stuck in the East. Doing drugs. He all right. Yeah, he stuck in the East. He just,
damn, bro, the East do everybody like that.
Yeah, no, no, he was on drugs before he moved to the East.
I'm gonna stay from over there.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah, but I had a good time. Y'all had a good time. Let's move on. Instagram, I can't dare the week.
Damn it.
And we here. Y'all already know who the women pick, Drake, blah, blah, blah.
Nah, not all the women.
You got to move on to ours.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay. Here go the female Instagram. Oh,
no, not all the women. Me, myself. All
right.
My eye candy of the week is Davon.
Who is that?
A.K.A. better known as King Von. That is my eye. King Von.
Oh.
Yes.
63rd.
Oh, all right, 63rd. All right.
That is my eye candy of the week.
King Von.
Oblock.
Oblock, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna block that
man. Yeah. No, you gonna block him. It's over with. You gotta block that man no more.
Oh, he cute. Okay, yeah. I guess he could be my eye candy.
What you doing over there?
Look at me, he cute.
I'm just looking.
So
he went follow, whoever she was.
Oh, all right. That's Africa O'Reilly. What is her name?
You're my business?
Don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Underscore Africa. No, it's Africa underscore. Thank
booty, bitch.
No.
Underscore. Damn.
But it, never you want you to get your
face.
Body done. Like,
no.
That's
a filter. Get out of here.
That is not no filter.
That's a filter.
That
you don't get
that
glove.
Filter, y'all.
Look at that glove. That's
a listen. Natural beat. That's what that is. I
listen,
see that contour.
Man, we did not. We did not.
That is makeup, boy. You don't see that shimmer? That's a natural beat. That's not
natural.
That's
been
fake. That is not natural.
If it's loose, it's true.
Look at the ratio.
Well, her thighs at? I want to see him.
Right. Show me her thighs. Show me her legs.
It don't go that high. Oh, I don't know who that is. She going to be the next.
I don't like that.
She going to be the next. Nah. Nah, that's ratio, man. That's too jiggly for it to be fake, man. Mm-hmm. That shit supposed to be stiff. And
nah, that BBL, he cute, though.
Mm-mm. But the
she did that.
She had got a life.
The Instagram I can't do a week for the BBL. Fellas is at Africa underscore think underscore you. Go check out the IG page. TBAB podcast on IG, and you can see who she is. We not gonna put King Von up there because everybody else put him up there.
Every day,
y'all know who he is anyway. These see the difference between men and women. The men pick unknown talent. You understand?
Talent. What she do?
You wanna see what she
shit,
doing right now?
Shit, a fucking Instagram.
Don't nobody
Instagram
know her.
She ain't doing shit.
Yeah,
but go ahead, shout out to her. Shout out to her.
Everybody know King
Von. Shout out to her. Y'all go follow her. We not hating on her. Go follow her.
Don't nobody know her. Everybody know who y'all.
Everybody know y'all people. See,
okay,
we, fuck them niggas.
We putting people on
I
over here.
I want to. That's the problem.
You
we can't get that far.
That's why you got to go with a good-looking nobody.
No.
A good-looking
nobody?
No.
Dang. I can't post.
I'm a good-looking nobody.
I want him to
standards
myself.
Standards is a little high.
That's what I'm about to name. I'm about to change this name of the segment from IG. I can't. It's an unknown nobody. What is it? What you call it?
Unknown nobody.
Unknown nobodies. Yes. Instagram, I can't. It's an unknown nobody.
I don't know. I don't find nobody cute on Instagram. I'm not mad because look at her booty on my Instagram.
Let me see. Oh, yeah. That's her.
Damn.
Bro.
You didn't follow her that quick?
I didn't follow her.
He's
posted.
Nasty.
He posted her. He's
funny one ass like that.
Yay.
I mean, look, my dream is not going to be that big. I'm too small for that shit.
So when y'all going to get your body done?
After I have my kids.
Damn, I was playing. <For ready. laughs>
I'm already knowing.
They ready.
That's the fastest question they going
to
answer.
It's
on
better
this
to
show,
have to get straight it after you literally done having kids is the best time to get it.
Yeah. How you know?
Because your body full of hormones when you're trying to have
kids.
You want kids?
Yeah,
I'm not asking to give him time.
No, I do want him. I do want to be a mother somewhere down the line. Not right now, though.
All right. All right.
So, yeah.
Got a lot on your plate. All right. Y'all done with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, we done with that.
Like I said, I got to work on my transition. So we're going to, what's next? Hypotheticals. Y'all really want to do that? That's kind of.
Hypothetically speaking. Yeah, let's do
that. I mean, we could do one. Yeah, right here. Like, we don't have to do as many.
All right, bet. Because I really want to get rid of this.
We ain't got fire.
But this?
So wait, what is it?
It's like
what you do is it's just like would you rather this?
Yeah. Is it interesting?
Some
fire,
of them is.
Why?
Yeah.
Let
Beautiful. That's why I said we don't have to do
it. All right, yeah, let's just do one.
I think the last time we did, like, everybody did, like, two or three.
Fuck all that.
We ain't got to do as many.
I be listening to the show like, this shit dragging us down, man.
It takes too long.
Yeah. So we going to cut this out. But we're going to just start doing one. Somebody phone ringing? Yeah.
His phone
vibrating. It's vibrating the table.
Would you rather be a good fighter or a good lover?
A good lover, because nigga ain't trying to fight every day.
Facts.
So basically, when you walk in the street and somebody play with you, you'll get your ass whooped, but you can't fight.
Yeah, no.
Nah, I'm going to use my logically.
You can still fight, but you just ain't no good fighter. I ain't fighting every day.
All right, so you got to treat him with love, but like, say, bro, I love you. You ain't got to bump me like that.
you should know how to fight enough to get somebody off you.
Bad. Yeah, you can get rid of these.
Yeah, throw it right there.
No, I can do those with my students. Give me that.
No, man, forget them students. don't forget the students.
Don't
hold
on. Give me that.
Hello?
This is weird.
Talk to me.
Would you rather have an affair with an influential politician or a powerful attorney?
Powerful attorney. Because if we get caught, I need you to have my back.
To get you up out of this. You better lie like you a lawyer for real.
Hey, they answer this question faster than the other one.
What they said? Hold on, what it was?
Go back.
All right, then we back.
Would you rather have an affair with an influential politician or a powerful attorney? And he said, we said powerful attorney.
All the politicians is old and raggedy.
I need you to get me out this jam.
Yeah. You gonna do another?
Oh my bad.
If you want me to, I can do
it. What you gonna do with the? Oh yeah.
Must they have stuff in here so I can play with this with the kids at my job? So.
Give me one more.
A good one. Ooh, would you rather have a stalker like Swim Fan or Fatal Attraction?
Fatal Attraction
get deadly. Just give me a stalker.
But it's fun when it's deadly and you know. But a stalker.
I watch too much Lifetime. Fuck that. Just give me a stalker.
Fatal Attraction. Y'all would have a stalker?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a stalker.
All right.
I think every female has a stalker.
I think every female pretty much has a stalker.
I used to have a stalker.
Y'all got stalkers for real?
Yes.
Yeah, but not to the term.
How did that make y'all feel?
I don't mind because he sent me money.
Oh, that ain't no stalker. That's a
flunky. It's like a cat dog.
I don't write him. If I say I'm going, like, this is why I stopped, like, saying where I'm going or some stuff like that. Because I would see him and I'm just like, you fucking weirdo. Why are you here? But I ain't gonna talk to him or nothing. I just be like, he fucking weird. I'm about to go. So I'll leave. He made like fucking 7 pages on Twitter, Facebook, and I'm just like.
But I like that though. Like, let me be honest. Like, I really like that. Like, I like that you stalk me. Like,
I know him.
You made 4 fake pages. You called me from 3 fake numbers.
That's why they flunking niggas.
I like that. I don't like it because I've met him in person. Like, I've known him, and I'm just like, I don't.
So what about a stalker if you dated? Like, y'all, you dated, he fucked over you, it didn't work, but now he's stalking you. Now he's just stalking.
That's not really stalking. That man trying to get you
that
back.
That man wants some more of that.
That's trying to get you back. They ain't stalking.
That man wants
some more of that. Leave me alone.
We see you on Instagram.
No, I don't got that.
He want that old macaroni back.
Yeah.
Facts. And you can't get it, though. It's over with.
Please stop with the macaroni, Lord.
No, the macaroni.
You got to scrape off the pot.
Is it a thing, though? Like, what's up with y'all with the macaroni? Like,
it's gushy.
You ain't heard the podcast when I explained it?
Yeah, with the macaroni.
We got steak and they got macaroni.
All right, yeah. See, if when y'all talking about women, just put input steak. But all the macaroni is dudes like different dudes like dudes could have your macaroni at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he could go out and get a spoon, just a spoonful, not a plate, a spoonful of somebody else's macaroni, and still come home and eat your macaroni.
So you double dipping?
No, he ain't double nothing. He
get a spoon.
Nothing.
The fuck?
He use a spoon over there. He getting a plate over here. He just, you know how you walk in somebody else and be like, taste this. And
you does that make any sense to you?
No, like once you get your macaroni, shouldn't that be it?
No.
Yeah, but no.
Her macaroni
baked. Her macaroni baked. Yours is in the oven. Listen, their whole logic is, they're like, oh, she said her macaroni better than your macaroni. I'm about to go try it out to make sure. Oh, I don't like her macaroni, so I'm going to go back home to my macaroni.
Yeah.
You know what I want to ask y'all, though?
No, it don't work like that. Now, if I go and try some steak that's better than yours and I leave,
I saw some shit on Twitter.
Because why you trying it?
That's the thing.
Why you trying that?
We leaving. Y'all leaving. We coming back home.
Yeah.
Because we ain't terrible like y'all. I ain't about to be out
here. But y'all leaving.
Nigga not about to
go out. That's going to make a nigga stalker.
Hurt a nigga heart like that.
But you going to leave it?
But why would you cheat and hurt a female heart like that? And then come back and do the shit to her.
I'm just getting a spoon of macaroni. Just like if you walk. Like, all right, check this out.
You get the full steak.
Check this out. Check it out.
All right.
Now, say you go to your auntie house, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Do your auntie cook?
Mm-hmm.
All right. She cooked macaroni, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now you at your mama's house. You just got finished eating a full plate. And I'm about to stop by auntie, right? You go by your auntie house, and she like, huh, Kayla, taste this right fast. Are you not going to taste it?
That's different. That's family.
No, that's not.
You can't compare the pussy to family. Like, my macaroni to you is sacred. Like, why can't you value the recipe I done put into this macaroni, my nigga? Ain't nobody tasting this macaroni. Everybody don't have this good. Everybody don't have all
that.
So why would you go out? Why would you go out and go taste it?
That's why we came back.
I'm giving you everything you want.
I heard.
From the macaroni.
She telling me.
All right, if you heard it, that should be good enough. You heard
it. I gotta
try
to make sure.
But why are you interested, though? Like, why are you so interested?
You say
you know for sure your macaroni at home is good.
She say her macaroni tastes good. Yeah, I know for sure this is good, but I want to see. She telling me it's better.
Why you want to see?
This is why I went.
What's the why behind the curiosity?
If it tastes better than your steak, I'm going to leave and come to
the curiosity? What's the why behind the curiosity?
You down there because
I'm leaving. But it's a better thing that I leave and go.
We come home. We come back home.
I'm not coming back home.
And we supposed to
go to that salon instead. I got that T-bone.
No,
Wait.
You're not even supposed to know about this shit. Why? You know
that's the problem. Why you?
But since we find out and we know about this, what's supposed to make us think?
Right, like
you got the best macaroni because we came back home.
I don't care.
You
got
the
best
steak
at
this point.
I don't want your steak
if we
no more.
Leave,
it's dry.
That proves that Tuck's macaroni was better.
Yeah, and I found
but
out that you was dipping
in
somebody else's macaroni. I don't want you no more. That steak is tainted.
No, you done dipped into this other macaroni. You done realized that my macaroni was better, right? And you come back. Do you not realize what that does to my recipe? Like, bitch, you didn't know what you had. You had to go taste something else. And now you see that mine is better.
It's a mental thing at that point. Like, damn.
Now you done fucked up my recipe. Like, bitch, do I got to add more salt to this, bitch, for you to just stay here and don't taste it? But it wasn't good enough for you to go taste somebody else's shit.
It's not about good enough.
Yes, it is.
Female, it is. If you eat Popeyes, right, and you go to Atlanta, and they be like, man, Bojangles is better than Popeyes. Are you not going to be like, they got a restaurant in Atlanta called Bojangles, and they be like, Bojangles is better than Popeyes. And you go to fucking Bojangles, and are you not going to taste them and be like, no, this ain't as good as Popeyes. Fuck
y'all
that.
Y'all can't compare that to, like, relationship shit. Food
yes,
is food. People got no. People
I mean,
got to eat.
It's all preference and taste.
If you willing for me to accept that, I might like my steak medium rare, or I might like my steak with mushrooms, then I'm willing to accept the fact that
I ain't putting a mushroom on my steak.
I like my medium rare as well, but
I like mine with onions.
If I'm going to dip it, if I'm going to eat somebody else's steak, I'm going to go stay with that steak.
You see what I'm saying? I'm going to walk away.
So you're going to try something new one time and then be like, I'm done with the rest. Because
I'm not about to come back to you and be like, I'm not about to fuck up your overhead.
I don't even think men can handle it.
No, they can't handle
it. You couldn't handle if I went and had
something. I'll fuck you up.
I don't care.
Nah, y'all can't handle what y'all with y'all dish out.
Your macaroni was good. It was cheesy. No, for real. Y'all nasty.
It was cheesy.
It was like stretchy. I'm like, Lord. Come here.
Do you work on my nerves?
I had to run after that macaroni.
Work on my nerves, man.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy, man.
That's the macaroni thing.
I had a full plate.
You heard of it before?
I got a question. I got a question for the men. They had a post on Twitter, and it was like, women, you won't know what sex is like for men. Just put your tongue against your jaws. Is that true?
What? Look my stupid ass.
Yeah, it was like,
fuck though.
Just put your tongue against your jaws, and that's what pussies feel like for y'all.
You're dumb.
Like that, it's soft?
No. Yeah, like the softness,
like the softness
of the tissue,
right? Of your cheek.
No,
that's just how it is.
Somebody
else
described it to me as like putting a hot dog in the microwave. I was weak.
Your shit do?
It's warm in the inside, so if it's too warm,
if y'all do that at home, y'all
like,
crazy.
Like, bust open. If you put it in the microwave, I was weak. I was like, this is
no.
Dumb.
I don't know where to get it from. I saw it on Twitter. Y'all know Twitter weird.
No. The only way is that if you if you had a dick, you would know the feeling.
I don't have a dick, so I wouldn't know. That's
what we're doing. You get like buku soap and make your hands soap and.
No. We live vicariously through y'all. I don't know.
I don't know.
Woo.
Yay. But I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to explain it to y'all what it feels like. Not to no female.
And but I say, well,
what's the difference between explaining from male to female?
Because niggas know.
So help us understand.
Just like
so
how y'all know how this feel, yeah. We know how that feel.
So
like you would never know.
Describe it. Use your words. Pussy. You're very all right. Articulate.
All right, let me get my Kevin Gates mode.
Go ahead. I want to hear
so
it all.
So look, when you get that pussy. Don't
not Kevin Gates. That nigga smart.
Kyron Gates. Well, look, baby, when you get that fucking pussy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, a little weird. Yeah, I don't know what this describe it like.
Let me see.
Nah.
Like.
It's like mushrooms for us.
No, it's
mushrooms and marshmallows.
Is it? The fuck? Everybody eat mushrooms, baby.
Y'all don't get high off mushrooms? No,
I don't
never
eat
mind.
Mushrooms.
I like sauteed mushrooms.
That's what I thought she would talk about. I'm like, damn, because okay. You just said steak and mushrooms.
I'm trying to see. Oh. I got one.
Wait.
You can either use macaroni or mashed potato. When you put your finger in it and you try to taste it to see if it's done. When you do that and you feel that little gush and you hear it, that's that pussy.
Huh?
What? Who stick their finger in macaroni to see if it's done?
Yeah, no, like to taste to see if it's salty. Like, well, that's salty.
Y'all throw it off.
Y'all don't fucking. Look, this the pot of macaroni.
We got that, but we just trying to correlate that to the feeling of the macaroni.
Yeah.
Well, your tongue going on the macaroni. So it's like, is it the
equivalent
to y'all? Y'all know how y'all clean your ears?
Does
it feel good like that?
That clean your ear thing, it was like who have most fun having sex? And she was like, what feel better, the finger or the ear?
What?
I don't know. She was like, it was something I seen on YouTube. It was like, who had more fun? I don't know who feel better when they having sex, the man or the female. And then she was like, stick your finger in your ear, and what will feel better, your ear or your finger?
Shit, you better look at the face expression.
My ear.
I know.
But you better look at the faces.
I like my ear.
I don't know. I can't explain that. I'm just paraphrasing. But y'all want to get into these topics?
I'm paranoid.
Why not? Let's go ahead.
Any more questions?
Nah, I'm good.
Any more questions?
No more questions.
Nah, keep it going. Keep it going.
All right, what's the first one? Who picked this one?
I think I did.
One of them.
It was the girl's expectation?
Yeah.
Huh, go ahead and introduce.
Read that.
Okay. So, first topic. Women's expectations are not realistic.
True. You just asked for the moon and stardust.
True.
False.
What was wrong? And I've seen people go and buy people a star.
And that's a waste of money. That's a liability.
How is that not? But it's still realistic, though,
can't
right?
Can't earn nothing. No, you're not really buying that star. You just buying a piece of paper.
Okay.
And the nigga telling you.
But it's still realistic.
I want somebody to go outside and punt to their star that they just bought.
It's still realistic, though. It's a real thing that can happen.
Right. Technically, with the right attitude and latitude, I can tell you this is my star.
It's a realistic thing. It's a fact that can be proven. You can buy a star.
That's a sign of fucking psychonism.
Hell yeah.
Y'all fucked
that's
up.
Not
yeah.
Hey,
my star. No bitches in the closet. What you talking about?
Buy me some air molecules. Y'all can do that?
That's not the same.
It may be on eBay. I make it get you some air.
You're wasting your money.
No, they do sell oxygen tanks.
You see what I'm saying? So.
You're wasting your money.
But that's not the point. It's not about the money.
It's the gesture behind it. It's something
it,
sweet
but,
that you
but we
did.
We always
like,
break bread.
Dumb gestures. That's
we always
that's
break
dumb
bread.
Yeah,
oh, like what the problem?
What's wrong with
breaking bread, Sonny? If y'all have
and y'all wonder why the lights go out.
She will. Now, I ain't gonna say she gonna give you like her last itty bitty piece of money, but she will go hard behind y'all. Y'all niggas want a PS5
behind
so bad.
Behind
no.
A, you know what? I
want
to train. I'm
no,
entertained
it's just,
by
no,
PS5.
It's a. So if she might be entertained by
PS5
the star, what
is very
she,
entertaining.
If I walk outside, then I'll let you do it.
It's not for you, though. It's not for you.
I'm like, that shit crazy.
Just
what
because it's crazy to you,
for you.
Listen, just because it's crazy to you might mean a lot to her. Like something, it might just mean a lot to her. What problem with giving her something that she likes?
You're right, because a PlayStation
that's
and a pussy mean a lot to me.
So what
okay
would you rather?
Then.
You would rather buy me a star or tell you, all right, hey, look, like, I want these shoes. I want this bag. Like, that's what you would rather?
Yeah, I'm going to buy a store because it's cheaper.
You're going to be able to use that. I ain't wasting my money.
But why is it about the money, though? Like,
right, you spend the same amount of money, and she's going to get more from the store.
She might, like, actually.
She's going to get out the store.
She might be into astrology. You never know. She might want to be an astronaut.
Basically.
She get her a star.
Basically, they want to be mind fucked.
Nah, I won't be mind fucked. Nah, I ain't going to agree with that statement. I don't want to be mind fucked.
It's just a gesture behind it. It's just a gesture behind it, though.
Facts.
Explain gestures so I can understand it.
Yeah.
Like, you bringing me flowers to my job, that's so sweet to me. You thought about me enough to bring flowers to my job. I'm going to take care of flowers as much as I can. Eventually, them bitches are going to die. But the fact that you thought about bringing me flowers to my job. And another thing, a secret code, bitches like when you do shit in front of other bitches. Like, oh, you brought the flowers to my job and my coworkers that saw it? Like, we like that. And on top of it, you my man.
They're going to be like,
that's all I do is just.
Boy, I see you bought some flowers for
all the friends jealous.
And guess what?
They making them.
Bitch, you better be strong enough to not fuck with them hoes, bitch, because I'm going to fuck you and her. Bitch, these flowers are for me.
I'm going to be sleeping, then she going to wake me up.
So we get send you flowers on Tuesday and just send her flowers on Thursday.
What you worrying about her for?
I thought
y'all
we were
niggas told
up. What the fuck we wearing about huh?
Macaroni.
But anyways, yeah. Okay, so a gesture is anything nice that you do for a female.
Right.
Why can't be nice and you could do something with it instead of gesturing liability?
But we got to go back to that.
It don't have to be stars. Like, if a nigga not known for cooking and you wake up and cook breakfast, we going to appreciate that. Like, some shit that
you can't eat it.
Even if I can't eat the fucking toast, I'm going to scrape that shit off and be like, yeah, babe, you try. Like, it's the thought that y'all put in. Fuck no.
So why can't
they lie about that?
I ain't
lying. No, they lie because I had been through that situation.
I'm not lying.
That's not cap at all.
I bought a chicken air mattress for Christmas one time.
I fuck with that.
Why she wasn't happy with the gesture?
Why you bought her air mattress?
Because I don't know, man. I'm terrible at buying gifts. If you don't tell me what you want.
Look me, I see that. But women expectations
I was like, she can use the air mattress.
But women expectations are realistic, though.
And
I don't
blow up by itself. So you can't beat that.
No. Why not just get a regular bed, bro? Why you had to get an air mattress?
You could have got her a whole new, brand new comforter set.
Right. I'm like, here, babe, here goes something to put with your bedroom set.
Like an air mattress?
Yeah,
damn, bro.
I just felt like it's heavy, and when she feel the package wrapped up in the
it can be the smallest thing, and she'll probably appreciate it.
Why she appreciate the air mattress?
Cause why you bought her air mattress?
Exactly.
What she was gonna do with the air mattress?
I don't know what she was gonna do with that bitch right now.
Was y'all thugging together before the air mattress?
Did she not have a bed? Like, or
nah, I didn't know her for a long time, but we ain't really wasn't fucking around for like.
She didn't have a bed or something?
So out the blue, you just buy a bitch an air mattress?
You buy her air mattress for?
I don't know. If you don't tell me what you want, I'm going to just be in there be like,
But that's still going back to women expectations not realistic. I told you what I wanted. I wanted a star.
Man, that's crazy.
That's realistic. You can you can buy a star. Even if I want
how
a star. Why you just can't go get her a star necklace, a bracelet, something? Because
I'm not thinking like that. I'm thinking, if you say you want a star, I'm thinking of this star in the sky. That's all I'm thinking of.
I want Oreos.
Outside the motherfucking box.
I want some Oreos and milk.
So those,
you can get you some Oreos.
So that's
and
a
milk.
Gesture. So
I can give me or you can give me.
I can get you some Oreos and milk. Like it's Oreos.
Oreos and
milk.
And
if I'm not understanding what you mean, what kind of Oreos and milk do you want? You want the thin ones? The double?
No, but I'm saying when you bring me the pack of Oreos, I'm gonna be like, I want the Oreo cookie and cream ice cream.
How much does it cost to buy a store?
That's why.
When you buy a store,
is it close to rent?
It's far from rent.
Is it close to shoes?
It's close to shoes. You can buy a bitch a star.
For $100.
$19.95 to $100 for a star.
What? Thank you.
You know how much a bitch will appreciate a star? You know how much you would get
you
your dick sucked
for a star?
$19.
A star?
I said,
you ain't even got to tell how much that bitch costs. You just got to know what
our prices
got.
Range from $19.99.
So $19.
You can buy a bitch a star. You don't even got to tell her how much it costs. Be like, this is your star, babe.
Just say
you.
$20. That's $60. You got four
certificates.
Right.
A star.
I hate y'all.
And they 19.
When you buy a star, we offer variety package, choosing from meeting everyone's budget. Our prices range from $19.95 over $100. You can buy a bitch a star.
Y'all could afford a star. You know how much you appreciate that star?
So if a nigga, nigga, hey, hey, I just came up with something in my head. I got about it.
Hey, and look, good luck. I'm gonna put a song and everything in the background. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Kara, shut up. Oh, bro.
At least I got you 2 stars, baby.
Wait, but the teacher used to always give me stars in school, too. I was like, fuck some stars.
It's just a gesture. That's all it is.
That's all. It's just a gesture, bro.
If you're not a cook and you cook.
So you telling me we can get pussy just from justice? So
yes.
But you're playing with you all day. Come here.
Yes.
Yes. What the fuck?
Shit.
I'm about to buy a star every time. Hey.
You get a star. You get a star.
Everybody get a star, bitch.
Every time you
and
fuck up,
what you do with it?
I got you a star.
I just spent $19.
And got you a star.
Got me, and yeah.
Like, show her the certificate. She gonna be happy as a bitch.
You
look like we gonna put this in a cart real quick. It's Black Friday still.
So everybody agrees that y'all expectations are unrealistic.
Yes.
Well, they realistic. Shit, they changed my
mind. They are realistic.
Exactly.
I can buy a star.
You can buy a star.
For
like
$19. I spent more than that on that fucking air mattress.
Okay. Right. Who chose the second one?
What's the
y'all.
Second?
Shit.
What a girl wants. What a man.
All right. Well, we can talk about it.
All right. Let's go.
The second topic. What a girl wants. What we want? We want a protector, a provider. You know, something stable. Something firm, something here that's not leaving, something solid, something written in stone. It's ours, it's mine.
Okay.
That's what a girl wants.
Something honest.
Something honest, something loyal, loving.
Y'all not honest and loyal all the time.
To the right person, we are.
No, all right.
To
so
the
look,
right person,
so
I'm
going
to get that nigga
right,
a boat.
No. Like.
Say you want a boat, babe?
If
oh,
I come
to build this bitch.
If I come home and you be like, babe. Did you take the trash out? I'm be like, yeah. And then you come in there and fussing. I'm like, no, you take the trash out. Y'all be doing too much when we lie about
so
the
lie
real
to
shit.
Me?
And then.
That's not really no lie, though.
And then.
I'm
right.
Why you just
say,
I forgot,
out.
Damn.
I'm
right. Why
not
keep it
a band
and say, no, babe, I ain't take it out yet, but I'm going to take it out. Not yet. I took it out. Because now I'm looking. I'm going to
go
in the kitchen.
Off on
be like, no, because I'm going to go in the kitchen and see the shit. Like, damn, you just told me you took it out.
Don't have to blow up.
The trash man done. No, I'm blowing up about it because the trash man done passed already. I'm just like,
and you don't understand that. Now we got
to
wait till next week for all this fucking
trash.
No, I'll take the shit out now.
You can only control what you can control.
All right, it's the end of the week. He ain't coming back to this bitch till Wednesday.
You can only control what you control. You better put that
so
picture
just do
somebody
what I
else,
say.
Y'all.
Just do
no,
what I
no,
say.
No, no, no. We can't.
But, and
we
that's
can't
the problem.
We can't be provider, protectors, and slaves.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be a slave.
Just
do
listen.
What you say. That's
no,
a
just
servant.
Not do what I
just
say.
Just listen to me, and I'm going to submit to you. That's it.
You ain't
that's
submit
it.
To me if I got to do what you say?
Yeah.
That is.
If you, gonna,
you
if
get
you
what
want
you
me
want, I get
what
I want.
Then I'm submitting to you.
You want me home with, like, lingerie on waiting for you, right?
Not really.
Just yes, say, yes, y'all do.
That's a nice gesture.
All I really want. Yeah, that's a nice gesture.
Y'all still want. Y'all want something.
Y'all right.
Y'all gonna want something.
I
so
just want peace and quiet when I need it, without being nagged. I just don't want to be nagged.
Yeah,
don't
what
nag
is? How is that nagged? She just asked you if you took out the tray.
But you keep doing.
You already told me to take out the tray. What is you asking me for about it for again?
Because why you taking it out?
Why is it so important?
Because it stinks. It makes the house
because
stink. Why
do you didn't give me a time, so I'm going to do it on
I'ma
my time.
It when it's going to get done. Just not when you want it done.
Okay,
so
yeah,
how
do I have to wait till it not
we
got
to get wait till
at what at
how
what
long
point
do
you,
I have to wait to have time to myself?
You ain't going to get that time to yourself until that trash get put out.
No, so how much time
you
do
have,
you need? No, no, no.
Put in the dumbbell, jump right in the car, and peel out.
So what's enough time?
Like,
honestly, if a woman be like, babe, I need you to take the trash out.
All right, I'm going
to
take it out.
I done told you at
before
12 o'clock
Monday.
Before we
go to sleep at night, it's going to be out.
So Tuesday, I don't need to wake up the trash, right?
Yeah, who go to sleep with trash in their house?
I'm just asking.
Oh.
I'm putting a realistic time zone.
If you go to sleep
a
with
time
trash
period.
In your house, you tow up. The only time.
So you're going to do it. So you're going to do it before, right?
Yeah. It's gonna, if you tell me at 6 o'clock on Monday, before I lay down, on Monday night, it's gonna the trash should be out.
Yeah, that's what we think. The trash should
so
be
it's
out.
No way in the world I should wake up Tuesday and saying, damn, babe, why the fuck the trash overflowing? Because you ain't take it out, right?
Why are you nagging me, bro?
I'm not
you
nagging
you.
I'm taking
the trash out. Why you didn't put
you
that bitch out?
Me? I can't even wake up good. You asked me about
y'all
trash.
Because you was supposed to have this shit
paid,
done.
The lights paid. I'm home. You lucky I came home.
That's not
night.
Nagging. I just want you to take the trash out.
That's
you getting on my ass about some old ass steak and some
just do what I
Corona.
That's all I need you to do.
Well,
and
well,
we gonna
since
be
y'all
good.
Worry about the trash, clean up this bathroom sink.
It's done.
I ain't talking about cleaning the bowl. I'm talking about what is all this shit around the bathroom
it's
sink.
It's done.
Oh, we need a his and hers because I know I got makeup everywhere in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I got my makeup, my perfume, my shaving products,
my wax
products.
Oh, no, you
got
to have your own little section, bitch.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
so we definitely need a his and hers.
I'm going to put you out.
So if I come in and I be like, damn, why they got 4 hair dryers in here? And 3 of them other that sticks that twist
I told her
hair,
stop having Keisha
and
over
all
here.
That shit.
See, no, that's the thing. Like, some females are like that. I don't consider
And then you
myself,
go under the zinc and it's all kind of cotton balls.
I don't consider myself like, I'm an
cotton
organized
balls
person.
Bobby pins all over the
I'm a more organized person, so I'll have drawers and shit for everything. And I like to put stuff back where I got it because I want to know. I want to make sure that it's there when I'm
so,
there.
All right,
I don't
so
like
when I wake up in the morning.
I don't like.
Sometimes you
got to
give and take. Sometimes you got to give and take.
So, I don't like looking for stuff. Me on my own. Me and my own, that's different. But me with somebody, other people in the house, it's going to be a different thing. Because so, I'm going to consider their feelings too. Because I'm just like, I'm not about to put this shit in the trash knowing that they got men in the house.
Would you help your man be organized?
This much of whatever the fuck is in it.
Because they still got that much in it.
Perfume? This much?
Yeah.
I don't know
expensive.
Whatever it is.
You know how much
alcohol,
that product costs?
Witch Hazel.
Oh, we going to use that shit until we can't use it no more.
I can't use it no more.
So we can't use it no more.
That's why we go to other macaroni and come back, because we going to keep using it until we can't use it no more. Macaroni.
That's all right, bitch. All right.
Don't use that macaroni. I promise you ain't going to have a place to sleep. Go sleep at her house. Go sleep at her house. She got roaches.
That's a good one.
So do y'all feel like what a woman wants, y'all can provide?
Yay.
What a woman wants... I can provide. Mm-hmm. First, I'm going to just be honest with you. Bitch, I ain't motherfucking money bag. Yo, anybody give you no fucking Lambo. You going to sit your ass down some fucking well.
I think that's just like the expectation, but what?
That's our price range. If we can't afford no Lambo and we pushing Hondas, I'm okay with that.
Like
what
why
the
would
fuck
I
we worrying about the next?
Wait, Hondas?
Honda?
Yeah. Hold on, can y'all?
Maybe we
can
get
y'all
Prius.
What are
you talking about?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not about to expect nobody to.
I'm not y'all that. I'm talking about. They got a lot of women out here that want that same shit and can't provide nothing for themselves.
Exactly.
And I agree. They do. They really do. But for the most part, the real bitches who really like full throttle in relationships, everything she asking for,
she
can provide it for
herself.
Like, bitch, I can pay all these bills by myself, but I shouldn't have to. Why? Because you the man. Let's be 50-50 or you just step up completely. I can fucking buy everything I'm asking you to buy. So it's nothing that I'm asking you, go get me a Lambo. Bitch, I can't afford no fucking Lambo. So why the fuck I ask you to go spend your money on it? You know what I'm saying?
So you can't take the trash out?
Real G shit.
I can take the trash out
if you can sit up in here and fold laundry. If you can wash clothes.
Hey,
but,
that's
like some unexpected standards. Like, let's just get out the unexpected standards.
You want her to clean the whole fucking house, and I'm just like.
If you can wash and fold clothes, I don't mind taking the trash out. But if we're going to stick to traditional shit, then I'm going to keep this bitch clean, and you're going to take the trash out, and you're going to pay the bills. But if we're going to do some untraditional shit, I don't mind.
Do you believe in that untraditional?
I do.
You believe in that traditional thing?
I believe in untraditional. I believe in untraditional.
I don't like. Let's just say this. Like, I don't like when. I ain't gonna say I don't like when
men.
Tell
you that you gotta be in the kitchen in this.
I don't like that either. Hell no. But it's just like I ain't gonna say I don't let people do stuff for me. But it's just like I don't like people to feel like they gotta do this shit. And then like when mad they come, they gotta throw that shit back in my face.
Yeah.
You did what? Because I did this shit myself. Back
I'm
up.
With all I'm like, with untraditional because I don't cook. I'm gonna keep it a band, but
you
I
wash dishes?
I do wash dishes. So if he cook it, if he cook the fucking meal,
that,
if he cook, I don't mind cleaning because I know for a fact I'm a bitch to be like, look, babe, what you want to eat? I'm gonna go order. I'm gonna go pay for it. It's on me tonight because I'm not cooking. That's not my skill. I know for a fact I'm not
do
a
you
cooker.
Know how to cook?
Barely.
Are
fuck.
You willing
Barely.
To learn?
Barely. Am I willing to learn? He asked me that today. He asked me that. Like, would you be willing to,
that
even though.
Fucking kidnap a girl. That's your
no.
fucking guardian.
No.
See, it's not, I don't
no.
care if you cook or not. Just feed me, man. Feed me when I want it.
What you mean, feed you? I could go
like,
buy it.
Me. Yeah, like if I'm fucking working all day and you've been at the house watching Judge Judy and I come home.
You don't get tired of home out food?
That's all I eat right now. Oh. It don't matter. Either or.
Peas and steak.
So y'all definitely exactly. want somebody to cook. I'm not
But
cooking.
I know how to cook for myself. So if I want to cook,
and he's
I can
a great
cook.
Chef, so. We win. I feel like That's we it. Win. If you could cook.
Yeah, see, y'all found y'all.
Happy medium.
Yeah.
I'm not cooking. I don't mind paying for the food, but I'm not cooking. I don't want to be in the hot stove.
You could buy food that's like home food.
Right.
Yeah, like.
I could go buy some
like when Dixie. Hey, when Dixie got some good macaroni, bro. I don't trust that shit. When Dixie got macaroni. Rouse's and when Dixie got some good macaroni.
Yeah, Rouse's macaroni, I feel like people be spitting in it.
Because that's for everybody. That's called flipper. It's a flipper macaroni. Everybody get that.
Dude.
I don't want everybody to get it. Next.
I'm weak. Mm-mm. I'm weak with y'all.
All right. So when my next mistake, hold on, which one that was?
What a girl wants.
Yeah. Oh, what a girl wants.
All right. And it is reasonable, and y'all do say that.
Yeah, it is reasonable.
It's a tangible goal.
Sometimes it's reasonable. Not if you want me to be
now,
slave.
If you got an Instagram model, I might be a yo.
Nobody ain't trying to wife no Instagram model.
Ooh, that's a good conversation. Y'all cap
I want
that fuck. Shit, man.
Who trying to wife that?
I just want to have a little sit. That's
just want to look at that.
I just want fuck.
That's imaginary shit. So we would go home and be laying up. We get imaginary shit.
Yeah. Like, ooh, Veronica. Bitch, my name Lisa. Yeah.
But same if thing. You could touch him, y'all would touch him.
Mm-hmm. I just want fuck.
Just a taste.
Have a little sit.
And if it came to cuffing, you wouldn't cuff that. But if it did, though.
I wouldn't cuff because.
Yes, y'all would.
No, indeed. No, we wouldn't. No,
yes, y'all would. That's cap, man.
Ain't nobody cuffing nothing. That been
y'all post the same bitches 24/7. Y'all
just
pro.
Because we post
body.
Y'all post Hilari. And shout out to them. They some badass bitches.
You know why? Because they body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
I don't even know their names.
Because they body, yaddy, yaddy.
I be seeing them. Like, don't know them. I didn't know her name when I posted her.
But you a cuffer though, if you got the chance.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah. I'll probably cuff my hand under her ass. That's the only cuffing I'm doing.
I'm telling
but
you.
But that's another thing.
That.
I don't. Y'all was
unless
what, right?
Unless
right.
Her
this is the thing.
But
y'all would smash chick whatever Instagram
smashing
model, right?
And cuffing is two different
that's
things.
That's what I'm about to say. Listen to y'all would smash, but y'all wouldn't cuff her, right?
Yeah.
Why would you smash somebody you wouldn't cuff though?
Because
it's the macaroni.
It's
about the taste and flavor.
I'm just
it's not
asking
about...
because you can. Like if she gave you that, okay.
I'm gonna be honest. Men like different feelings.
Yeah.
But if it's that one person could give me more than just feelings, I'm gonna stay with you. But sometimes. You nag me and do all the extra shit. I go, you know.
If I'm interested in some other thing.
Would you like the feeling?
So nagging to y'all is like lying for us. Okay.
Yeah, I hate nagging.
Y'all hate nagging. Like we hate lying.
We hate liars. Don't fucking lie.
Well, we would never get it.
And I'm FBI in this bitch. I'm going to find out.
And 9 times out of 10, I already know
no,
when I ask
like,
you.
Like,
I'm just trying to see.
Like, we have a gut feeling. We really feel that shit. Like, it's a gut feeling. That nigga doing some shit. He ain't got no fucking
it's a gut feeling because he already been in guts.
And that's how y'all intuition is the reason why niggas try other macaroni. That's how I came up with that macaroni shit.
Yeah, intuition. Yo, women's intuition fucked up.
I don't like that bitch. She want to smash you. I got to see if it's true.
Yeah.
That's
I got to go test that theory.
Man, my girl said you want to fuck with me. That's true.
I mean, I didn't say
that's
that,
fucked
but
up. That's
we could
fucked
try
up shit.
That logic is so ass backwards, bro. It's so ass backwards.
You telling me that even if she not, I'm going to still, man, why you don't come around? Because my girl said you be trying to get with me.
And then she said, yeah, she'd be like, well, it's true. And you gonna go with your woman.
The fuck? Yeah, I didn't want to fuck.
Just to test it out.
I just have a little sin.
But then I'm gonna go, okay.
Why that answer shouldn't have been, wasn't enough?
Nigga be happy.
Yeah.
You
want to
fuck me?
I said, oh, lo and behold, it was a setup the whole time. Yo, I know that bitch was gonna say, yeah.
I'm gonna get hacked up.
So I knew that I set this shit up because I knew.
Yeah, okay.
And you fucked up your fam, and you gotta get out now.
You was right. You would never know.
But it's crazy. Because
you told me not to mess with her, so she ain't coming around you.
It's a setup. It's a setup. I told her that bitch come around.
Oh, you told her?
I told her. I wanted to see what you was going to do.
But it's crazy.
And you fucked up. You failed. You ain't the one for me. You got to go. You low life dirty.
Oh, you had some solid bitches?
Yeah, some solid
shit. Shout out to the side niggas and side bitches, cause
I couldn't be.
Yeah,
I got to it. I'm opinionated.
That really is the truth.
And fuck the ones that want to make noise on the phone. Your old lady call and she be like,
"Boy, I'm gonna keep it discreet."
What the fuck is wrong with you? Why the fuck do they make noise? Why do side chicks?
I couldn't
that?
Be a side chick.
You,
I feel
you,
like
you be making noise on the phone. Why you on the phone with your lady?
He with another bitch. Fuck no. If you doing what you gotta do, if I'm getting what I'm, I feel like a side bitch mentality is. If I'm getting what I'm getting from you and you getting what you getting, it's both beneficial for us. Why would we fuck that up?
Yeah,
I just couldn't be a
boy.
Slanted.
She calling
even
your phone.
And rivalry.
Go ahead. I'm gonna play my role.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play my
man,
part.
I've been laying down.
What happened?
You hear me? Tell her you gonna call him back. Go ahead.
And you hear the nigga on the phone. So yeah, you know.
I don't want that corn. Look at
me. I'm on Instagram. I'm laughing at
you. Yay.
I don't want that corn.
I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? So.
Look at me. I don't want that karma. No, thank you.
Matter of fact, karma. Well, look, let me ask y'all this.
Y'all not married. Y'all ain't got no commitment.
That shit gonna come back. So once you get married, he gonna do that same shit.
Let me ask you this. So.
I don't want it.
If it's your side nigga or your main nigga, when they're on the phone with somebody, do y'all like tease them or like
play with
them? Yeah, yep. Like the dude, like give him head or just lick him or do whatever to try to get his attention off.
If
the
it's
phone.
My main nigga, I'm going my move. If it's a nigga I ain't really fucking with and we just fucking off, then I'm on like, hush move. It is what it
what?
Is.
Let me see.
Yeah. If it's my nigga,
you know what?
Babe, who that is? You all right?
Oh,
you need
God.
Something?
Oh.
You good?
Can we stop right here at this corner store and get some liquor?
That's called Petty LaBelle. That is Petty LaBelle.
If it's my side nigga, if Petty it's my LaBelle. Side nigga, I'm on hush move.
Why?
I'm
a short T. Go ahead. Keep continue.
A side nigga, a loyal, a good side nigga is giving me everything I need. Why would I fuck that up?
I just couldn't have. I couldn't.
Why in the world would I fuck that up?
I don't want a side nigga because I'm
a
pain in the ass.
And you know what?
Start a relationship with
exactly.
You.
See, I don't want no relationship from you.
Have relationship
that would be my problem. Like, you gonna be my boyfriend?
Nah. And you know what? That's true.
Listen, man. Only thing you do with your side chick is just meet up. Y'all might get some drinks in some place y'all don't never go. Like, you and I never take no side chick to Shamrock. Never. You know why?
That's dumb.
That's a public spot.
Because my main go to side chick. I mean,
exactly.
my main go to Shamrock.
Yeah, take him somewhere they don't go.
Yeah, I never
gotta go to that tavern.
No, you
on Carrollton.
Take him to the balcony. She don't go there.
No. Boy, that will be in the balcony.
No. Well,
take
hey.
A, but you know your big spots.
Where she gonna go?
You right? You know your big spots.
No, but you got to know her friend spots too.
Girl might catch me.
Everybody, you better know her friend spots.
I feel like niggas go with their move. It's 2020. It's 2020. I'm going with my move. Like.
I don't owe nobody nothing. Exactly.
I'm single.
If
you're
not
I'm
married,
young.
You're single.
You ain't putting no ring
well,
on this
single,
bitch. You ain't
single,
trying to cuff me.
Thing.
I don't got no kids.
You
don't got no ties. Mm-mm. I'm going with my move. It is what it is. I'm going with my move.
Not being
it is what it
that's
is.
A different thing. So I'm about to play. About to
that get you a star?
Oh, now you when I you play play.
But I said when you're single, I'm talking about if you in a relationship. That's
nah. I'm big single.
Not married.
No.
Be in a relationship. You can be engaged. You not married. You ain't made no commitment to that. Dude.
I made a commitment in my head that I was going to be lawyer.
Not me.
Hey,
I was dealing with somebody for like
I
3 years, and once they passed away, that was a wrap for me.
You messed with somebody for 3 years?
We was dating for 5 years, and like the fifth year, he was killed. And that was in 17. And ever since then, I was just like, I don't take nobody serious.
Why
like,
why would you be in a relationship that long?
Why would I? Well, no. I want to hear him out. Why would I be in a relationship? What you mean?
Why?
I was in one for 6 years.
Why would I be in a relationship so long for what?
The longest relationship.
But I still have fun though.
Well, I don't understand. Did y'all? How?
We've been we was dating since we were in high school, and then high school turned into college, and then like mid college he was killed.
Okay. So, all right, it's a high school thing.
Mm-hmm.
In high Puppy school, love. For some reason, they got act like they got to pretend like they married already.
Yeah, you know how that shit go. But
lying, boy.
I had already experienced the puppy love phase. Like, I had already been with my first already, so it wasn't like dude was my first. I was already past that.
Yeah, he was like a fifth.
So y'all wanted to get married?
Did we want to get married? We had plans too, but that wasn't our just
go
ski low out the rip, no.
Y'all was pretending like y'all was married?
Fuck no.
I think that was most
y'all
of my
with each other?
I think I'm
sometimes
say, I think
we started
my...
living with each other, but the shit didn't work out. We was like cats and dogs.
That was
but
most
like
of my
nobody wasn't gonna fuck with him and nobody wasn't gonna fuck with me.
Major relationship.
But you moved in with him and he did what?
But I said, well, the first one was in high school, but it was just like real on that puppy love shit or whatever like that. He got me a promise ring. I was like, y'all niggas not shit. That's why I was just like, niggas not shit. Because they get you that shit and don't mean nothing.
That's the gesture.
No.
It don't mean. No, it was cute at the moment.
Y'all ain't
like,
shit.
Nah, I appreciate it.
Once a nigga get you something.
No, like, that's what I'm saying.
I appreciated my ring.
No, I didn't fuck over nobody.
You know what I'm
nigga fucked over me and I gave that shit back. I was just
once
like,
we
who was
give
the point to
give
me this when you was going to do some dumb
and
shit?
And y'all not asking us and we just give it? Y'all.
But that's the same thing with my last relationship. He did the same thing. Got me a fucking promise ring and was just like, we're going
to
do this.
I promised to be the same nigga that I
that's pretty much what
I
it
promise
was.
To keep fucking over.
I promise to keep fucking over you. And I was just like, yeah.
No.
What promise ring mean? What that mean?
when I was in high school,
that's some
like
cute shit that we appreciate. That shit don't mean nothing.
It don't
in high
mean
school.
Nothing.
That was a 17
that's just some
girl.
Cute shit. Bitch, he gave me a ring. Bitch, he gave me a ring.
So that means one day
he got it forever.
One day he that shit don't mean nothing. You know.
Y'all still think like that? Y'all still think like forever?
I mean, I would want.
We don't live forever.
Not forever, but until. Ask the question again.
Like, do y'all still believe in that forever relationship?
That happy ever after or forever?
That's happily ever after forever. That's the thing.
Yeah,
just not Shrek and Fiona.
They just gotta find it. Like,
facts. I do believe. I'm a hopeless romantic. I do believe, that eventually.
I think that there's
eventually
a person for everybody.
Emphasis on eventually.
No matter
I'll settle down with my husband and have kids.
So if a nigga get with y'all and he be like, look, if you nag me one time, it's over.
Bye.
Because
it's gonna happen. It's gonna fucking happen.
That y'all nag a nigga.
Yep. But it's just a thing that's gonna happen. But it's just like sometimes a female don't be nagging. She just like she's going through this thing. She's telling you this because it's bothering her. It's not nagging. This is really bothering me, and you not fixing what the fuck you supposed to fix.
So this is bothering you. So you decide to bother him.
No, he's bothering me, basically. You pissing me off, and I'm telling you about it. You saying it's nagging, but I'm telling you this because it's bothering me, and it's something to do with you, and I need you to fix it. I'm not going to tell you too many times. I ain't going to tell you too many times before I be like, I'm about to go.
I ain't got
to
do shit. You ain't my mom.
Because I feel it's redundant. If I keep telling you something the same.
How can you work on a relationship?
That's the thing. If I keep telling you the same thing over and over, and you're not fixing it, actions speak louder than words. If you're not fixing this shit, I'm about to go. I stop telling you, you'll be like, what happened?
So what if he don't never fix it because he busy making money?
And y'all always throw that in the category, the money.
What if she making more money than you?
You know why?
What if she
making?
Why? We working on a shift.
One nigga to provide for y'all and protect for y'all.
That's my
true.
That's the next.
So we got to fucking.
So it's
basically. I got to put my all into making money.
Mm-hmm.
And then come home and have to be a fucking slave.
Perfect.
Because
not asking you to be a slave.
That's the next question.
Got to put the toilet seat down, so I don't own the bathroom.
Oh, you definitely got to put that bitch down.
Nigga,
I'm gonna take the trash out, but
you
got
tired of having
a
wet
down.
Booty, bro. Like, come on, y'all got to.
You
got to
put that bitch down.
That's inconsiderate, leaving that bitch.
Yeah,
down.
Y'all be wet by my shit.
I'm gonna show her.
He had this whole argument. They was just like, well, we don't be paying attention sometimes. We just be having to go.
I'm telling you, I don't pay attention.
So y'all just run in that bitch and just don't even touch the light. Just sit out.
Nigga be having
yo! Women are pissy. Like, we have to pee.
So I better like this bitch. Yes. We gotta go.
We pissy, but
y'all
we gonna hold that bitch for like another second.
God. That's what I'm saying. Like, y'all men. Nigga be having their pants. I'm over it already. I got to go.
All right, so what if you go to a restaurant?
Right. How you go in the bathroom in the restaurant?
If you want to,
you gonna wipe that toilet seat, right?
What?
Exactly.
You said wipe?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What I gotta do at the restaurant? Why I gotta do it at my house? Why I gotta do that? Yeah, at a restaurant, I'm looking for the fucking little thing that goes over the toilet. That's a given. This is our fucking house.
But our son probably pissed on that toilet.
He got his own. What the fuck he using our bathroom for? Bitch, you a grown ass
man.
Put that fucking seat down.
With one bag.
Put that fucking stop putting circumstances and scenarios on it. Put that fucking seat down.
This bitch.
You a grown ass man. Put that seat down.
Fuck all
that.
No. Everybody,
if a baby did it, it's a baby. Like
everybody, this bitch got an air mattress.
He's a kid. You can't expect a kid to do some shit like that. Like,
the fuck
is? That should go in one ear and out the other. But you're a grown-ass man. Why you peeing on the seat?
But that's,
why the seat up?
But that's the reason why that's the reason why I came in with what I did. Oh, that's the reason why I brought up the money thing. That's why men always say the money thing.
What if she's making more money than you?
Then
you better take that
got longer
trash
shifts
out.
Than y'all.
If you making more money than you do,
you better take that trash out.
So you don't want him to do nothing. So you make more money than him. Like, how much more money? Like, if he makes $50,000 and you make $52,000, that's more money than him.
That's not a large scale of money.
So
so half
you make $19,000 a year and he make about $36,000 a year.
What?
You make 19. He make 36 a year.
No, that's different. But I'm talking about if she makes more money.
Yeah,
if she make more money, it's still the same. It's still, you don't want no nigga to be sitting around all day doing nothing.
No, I'm like,
he gotta go out
he,
there and feel like he gotta do what he.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he gonna go out there and do what he gotta do. But when I say take the trash out, you can take the trash.
Basically,
nah.
Yeah, Burger King.
I was working all day
too. Take this trash out. All right, but I'm working longer hours. Take this motherfucking trash out. It's the least you could do.
So if you're working longer hours, but I'm not making more money than him.
But I'm just like, I'm not a person that's gonna be like, you know, I'm gonna be like, why you take the trash? I ain't about to fuss at you.
Because I was taking trash out all day at Burger King. You got me fucked up. I'm tired of trash. I'm tired of fucking trash at Burger King.
But you know, you've been at the house for a good little minute. You can take the trash out. Oh, if not take the trash out, you could.
I mean, it comes down to y'all communication. How y'all communicate? What's y'all love language? Like, what's y'all understanding? Like, that's what it really comes down to. What understanding do we have? Like, we traditional? We non-traditional?
No, I'm not worried about the traditional. What,
like,
traditional.
Is it okay if I take the trash out?
That's a communication thing.
What's our love language?
Like I said last week, man, a relationship is supposed to be like a house of cards, right? Mm-hmm. Let me explain it. All right, relationship like a house of cards.
It's just on a stage.
You could build a house of cards from the floor to the ceiling. If each card is leaning on each other the way they supposed to be leaning on each other, equally, right? Mm-hmm. Once one card lean on the next card too much, the whole thing gonna fall over, right? Mm-hmm. That's how the relationship supposed to be. That's how I feel.
50-50.
And like you said, your love language shit. I be thinking like, I thought like nobody shows love. Nobody gonna show you love the way that you want love to be. And if they do, they're going against their real love language. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the way I show love is, like you said, I take care of everything. You ain't got to worry about nothing. But shit, show me the way I want to be. I want to be fucking loved.
You
want to
be
saying?
Left alone.
You
want
right, but then that also ties into, you understand? So, are you coming into this with your own happiness? Or you are relying on me to make you happy?
But I said, nah,
like, let's be realistic.
If you
like,
can't make yourself happy and you're not happy with yourself, how
then
you
what are
this
we
relationship
doing?
To work?
Exactly.
I mean, the same thing I asked last week. How you make yourself happy? I know how to make me happy. I'm talking about
self fulfillment. Like, what issues are I?
What you
gotta
self reflect.
You gotta self reflect. Are you still holding on to some baggage from years ago? Are you happy within yourself? What makes you happy outside of you being in a relationship
with somebody?
But that
goes with that, like,
do you have
your
own self identity? Like,
that's
what
I'm about to say. Your whole self identity, because you could lose yourself trying to make somebody else happy.
And that's
why
you go wrong. It wouldn't work. It's not gonna
work.
It wouldn't work.
That shit not gonna work.
It wouldn't work.
Exactly.
It wouldn't work.
You gotta make yourself happy. And if they not making, like, you can't expect them to always make you happy. Of course, it's gonna be up and down. Y'all gotta communicate and stuff. It's a whole lot into being in a relationship. But if you're not happy, that shit not gonna work. It's just it's like a negative thing. Like, you putting negativity out. Of course, that's what you're gonna get because you putting all that shit out. So, but you gotta be able to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, then that relationship is gonna crash and burn.
My mama don't love me, so I don't. Sometimes
I can't make you happy 24/7. Cause
be quiet.
I can't make you happy.
Go to the last one. All right. The last question. That was a good topic. I like that one. You went all
it was
all
right. I'm still voting for macaroni.
I'm liking this show here.
I told you this is gonna be spicy. Men are life partners, not life savers.
Hmm. Agree. That back flag what we just talked about.
Yeah. That's why I kept trying to get your attention. Shut the fuck up.
I agree.
I'm not here to save you, man. You should be. You should already have your shit together before you got with me.
I ain't gonna shave you or save you.
I shave.
Man, if I'm pregnant, you
if
better
I'm
shave.
Pregnant,
you better shave.
You better not let me go down like that, man.
Come on. Let me lift that thing up.
If I can do that shit for my sister, you better look. Come on now.
You better get me right.
You for your sister? She was pregnant?
She was big pregnant, too.
Oh. Well, she should have just let that thing.
Nah, she one of those like meat freaks. She wasn't going to the hospital like that. She was going to take a hot water, but I'm like, you about to have a baby? She was just like, nah, I got to go take a bath. I'm like, you go.
So she's just holding the baby up.
Boy. She went got in the shower.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Went got in the shower and everything. I was just like, this girl. Yeah.
That birth ain't nothing, man. I seen my niece be born, and I don't know what the fuck happened with my sister. I don't know if she shitted or some shit came out her ass. But,
because that's what they said.
I don't even look at it saying no more.
It's just like
that shit was crazy to me.
When they say push, it's basically like you pushing, like you got a poo.
Nyla?
But my nephew, he was an easy birth for my sister. They gave her the epidural. My sister was like, something ain't right. The nurse was just like, you okay? It's fine. We just gave you the epidural. You know, you're going to be fine. She was like, nah, something ain't right. The nurse left.
But I think it's gotten better, though.
She was just like, something ain't right. She's like, I feel like something going on. Like, she was like, my booty hurt. So I was just like, well, let me see. Baby just was laying there like, I'm chilling.
I think it's better because I work at a hospital. And like, I think they got this little thing that women are able to press now. To where it feeds you. It feeds you the morphine, whereas it was just like one shot, so.
No, she. I don't know if she had that or not. But the nurse just gave her the epidural and was just like, you know, the baby gonna be here. But she was just like,
Men are life savers, not life savers.
All right, we all
okay.
We had to say this conversation. It's about to go dead.
Yeah,
Men are life partners, not like saying what do you think about that?
We agree.
I agree.
You agree?
I agree.
Why y'all agree?
Yeah, they agree because y'all smart and intelligent, man. They got some. We okay.
Y'all only agree because the shit we said already.
Y'all had to speak for these women that are terrible.
Because I got to speak for the terrible women?
That's looking
because
for.
Because we got to speak for the ain't shit niggas. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Well, look, I'm trying to fuck with you. Fuck them niggas.
Okay, so if I'm speaking for the ain't shit ass bitches, I feel like
speak to them, not for them. Speak to them, like
oh, bitch, I'm speaking to them. Together.
Yeah, like bitch.
Oh yeah, no, you gotta figure out the root of your problems, my girl. I don't know if it's daddy stem.
Got daddy problems.
I don't know what's going on, but you gotta get it together.
Daddy
my girl.
Left. They started struggling, and she felt like a man.
Nobody
to
gonna
take
do
care
for you.
What if she got touched?
Hold on. What what makes y'all feel? I mean, not y'all, but you know.
Why we said it?
What would make a woman feel like? Somebody would have to come and save her. If she make these decisions, all right, now I'm just giving you an example.
Mm-hmm.
She got 15 kids.
Mm-hmm. Look, you don't even got to go that
she
deep.
She don't work. And then she feel like a nigga supposed to just jump out the blue and be like, hey, I got you. I'm going to save you.
No, look, minus the kids, before I found out who I was, I definitely felt like a nigga had to save me. Like, I felt like I was everything I'm everything a guy should want, so why not be my superhero? Like, why not be the person that take me out this dark place? But like, over time I discovered I don't need nobody to take me out that place but me. You control your mind, you control your emotions. So I tell you, just get your shit together, fuck a nigga, and niggas gonna come, and whoever leave, they definitely coming back off the rip. If anybody left you, they coming back. So
they always come back.
They always circle the bend. So get your shit together and just worry about you.
What if a nigga leave you and y'all take niggas back?
No,
but it's the thought of you came back.
It's
the thought of you came back.
Niggas come back.
You made that block, but I wasn't on that bitch no
more.
But you came back.
I never made the block.
But it's more like, okay.
I only made the block. Well, I didn't really make the block.
But this man, niggas always make that block.
Niggas always come back. But if that bitch leaving that door open, he gonna always come back.
And they gonna always knock on that bitch. They gonna, I still got access. You still here? No, bitch.
You still live here?
They gonna hit y'all like this.
Same, that's what we mean. Like, they still gonna
right. That's what I'm saying.
They
gonna send you a text, send you a DM.
If
you good?
Respond, they gonna know. Oh, bye yeah, bye. I got access to this.
What kind of lines they be hitting y'all with?
Hey, big head.
Ooh, no, they don't hit you with the hey, big head. They hit you with the. Damn, I really miss you. You good? I'm just checking on you like to see. I'm checking on you to see if like, you're all right. You know, bitch, it's been 8 months. Bitch, you damn straight on my right. I don't need you to check on shit.
And they're just like, it could be something stupid. Like, so maybe something happened. You might have posted, like, oh, man, this happened. They'll be like, oh, man, this is their fucking access right there.
Wait,
they about to get
no.
In.
You heard
like,
about
no, like, no, man, no, no.
I heard what happened.
I don't know.
You okay? You need something?
Fuck
I got
no.
You. Let me know.
I don't know what it is with niggas, but you bitches always come back with a sad story.
Because
what
y'all
the fuck?
Y'all
come back
so
with a
sad
story. And you know what?
Y'all,
I lost my time.
We can't bite
that.
Nigga said, I done lost my
yeah,
job.
Yeah,
man,
they done shut up my house, man.
I'm looking for
man,
mom.
My mama's
over, man.
Sick, man.
Man.
Man, you know my baby.
But it
bitch.
Really
boy, fuck you and that story. I'm good.
It don't really be happening. Sometimes I
that should be
shit
false
up.
As fuck.
I said, that should be lies,
be
lies.
A lot
lies.
Of shit, man.
They always come.
Damn, man, I got fired today.
He from Tennessee, huh?
Really? What happened?
Had a job, nigga. Damn, man, I went in that bitch, man.
Wait. Another question. Who the fuck is the lady? Y'all always, I talk to the lady. Who is the fucking lady? Who is this lady you bitches be talking to?
I talk to the lady at the place.
She what place? Right. The lady gonna give me right.
What's the,
who
what
is
lady?
The lady?
I'm talking to the lady, man. She gonna tell me.
Y'all all talking to the same lady?
The same lady.
Yeah, the same lady.
The devil. She devil.
I'm trying to cover one goal in
the she devil.
The she devil.
I'm talking to the lady at the store, man. She said, yeah.
The lady always
she
giving y'all advice.
Give me 2 weeks and let me know what's going on.
Man, y'all ain't shit, man.
The lady at the church. I say, you know, this is the lady question.
Man, lady
the
said,
lady. Who is
lady
the lady?
Lady said I got an interview for 2 o'clock.
Tell that lady, fuck her and fuck you, bitch.
It's standing your bullshit.
Fuck that lady.
The lady podcast.
How weak,
she
man.
She number give advice.
But nah, ladies, get on y'all shit. It's 2020. Boss up. Fuck them niggas.
Fuck them niggas, man.
But like he was saying, men are life.
But I say, waiting for a nigga to do something for you, gonna be
yeah, don't wait for nobody.
Time.
Nobody should do nothing for you that you can't do for yourself. And nobody shouldn't have to do nothing for you to save you, get you out of the situation.
Agreed.
Nobody should put your knowledge in your head. If you want to go to school, nobody can't put that knowledge in your head.
So you gotta go through it. You can't
even
go around
when
it.
When I was in school, when I went to school, man. my teachers used to be talking shit in class. I'd be looking at it like, man, I don't understand this shit. I had to go do that shit myself. You understand? Mm-hmm. To get the knowledge and pull my, you know, do what I had to do. So nobody ain't going to just come out the blue, especially if you, any real nigga that meets you and you terrible.
He going to be like, nah. This
he going to be
it.
Like me. I'd be like.
This ain't it. What? She unstable as hell.
What,
facts.
You know what the asset and liability is?
Facts.
Where you bank at?
You and me.
Do you invest? Mm-hmm. No, these are the shit. These are the things that I asked. Straight up. What you do? I'll explain it to you.
No, because nobody sent me a thing. They was giving away some kind of free stock or something like that. So I was just like.
If it's a free check stock, that. How you going to make money?
Yeah.
No, it was you get it for, like, you. I ain't going to say you get it for free. You have to pay something. I paid, like, I think $5 or some shit like that. But it was.
$5 is a rip.
I haven't invested. I just have, like, certificates
really
and
invest.
In my savings.
It was.
You got what?
Certificates.
And oh, with
the
CDs?
Yeah,
oh,
the CDs. Right.
So it
facts.
Was.
That's
I don't know.
Too, but it takes forever for them things.
I didn't know
mature.
How. I don't know how to work, and I didn't understand
I don't
it.
Like that.
But I just signed. I just signed up for the app.
But
so I'm waiting for somebody.
I
to explain
was thinking
it
about
to me.
Doing a money podcast. Y'all want to help me out? Doing a money podcast. We just basically teach people the rules of money, how to invest.
Oh,
teach
yeah.
about the stock market, teach about investing. I mean,
so
I
yeah,
that,
iron sharpens iron. So what I know, I may not know what you know, but what you know, you may not know what I
know.
So
facts. So
all right, I got a quick question for y'all. What does job mean?
My job? My
like
job is where I work at.
Huh?
That ain't
just
my career.
Broke.
Said, look,
just over
like,
broke. That's what it
said,
is.
I don't like jobs. I need career broke. Me, please.
Mm-hmm.
But oh no, it's this app called Robinhood. I didn't know if nobody heard
yeah, another person tried to put me on Robinhood. I never got into Robinhood.
I used to do Robinhood, but I did
but they was doing something like some kind of promotion thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I had to
do that. If they invite you, then you get a chunk of the
yeah, so that's what I did. And I was just like, okay.
You got some money for me?
I don't know, God.
No.
I don't know what I'm
going
to
do. Your money not going to flip fast.
No, it's going to take some
it's
time.
It's been sitting at like five. If they think at the top say $5 or
you
got to
look how many. You got to look how much. Hold up. I explain it to you.
That's okay. Because I don't know. I don't know how none of that. See, math. Me and math is just like. Warden or.
You like
I
English?
Now, I'm definitely an English.
Okay.
Because I love math, so we can work hand in hand.
I'm because English is me is English.
I hate math.
I love it.
You know how I learned how to do math?
I still learn.
I equate everything to a dollar.
Still
everything
ain't
is learned. A dollar. Fraction. Dollar.
That's fine.
And it's
that
crazy because
I don't
like math. Lord knows I don't like math. I took a math class in college. It was a algebra 2 class. When I said it, lady had me loving math so good because she was from Greece. You know they good with math in Greece.
Greece, what name was?
They got the heat.
No, not as good as her. She made that shit so easy. I was just like. Dr. Heat?
Bitch, we had Miss Singleton, bitch.
Oh, no.
No, I had Singleton. I had, like, a little African lady. Oh, I was in Sicily. Y'all go ahead. I'm tripping.
Get out of here, dude. You ain't cool, huh? Yeah, hey. But no, she was
that's
real. When I say real good, like, she made it so. When I say broken down kindergarten to me.
Yeah.
And what was so easy for me to get it, I was just like, she had me up in that tutoring people.
Algebra?
I'm when I say math and number, like when it's math and letters together, I'm just like, my
yeah,
dyslexia,
like ninth
just,
grade,
my dyslexia just be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not a math
that
person
was the
at all.
Remedia part of the,
yeah Suno.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what did we learn today?
Not I was the king of Sussler.
He's stupid.
What
did we
learn
today?
From this podcast, I gather that, you know, y'all don't like nobody nagging, but also y'all going to try different macaroni. So I might as well just go with my mood.
We ain't going to try.
We not going to try unless y'all put it on
and
our
let's
head.
Put it in, let's we mention it. If we bring it up.
Just,
hey,
I'm going to just let you know one thing.
If you tell us why you don't like
that
bitch.
I better not be scraping
that,
the macaroni off that bitch and it still got a little hard parts around it. You better have some soft, nice macaroni.
You eat that crusty macaroni that bitch?
That's what I don't want.
Oh, all right. I'm about to see.
Y'all funny.
That's what I'm telling them. Oh,
with that little chewy piece on it, I'm good on that.
I like lasagna with the extra cheese with the lacona piece you cut.
I love me some lasagna.
It be cheesy.
So that's what y'all learned on this show?
Nah, I learned that. What y'all learned? Yeah, I hope y'all took something from what we said.
What y'all changed my mind on?
Two things, actually. We changed our mind
about
top.
The fucking stars.
The stars.
You
can
buy a
star. Expectations.
I knew I buy a star.
Woman expectations are realistic.
Hold up, man. Oh, yeah. Write that down for me.
Look.
$19.25 to $100.
Y'all
right
so funny. Weak.
I'm really about to, I'm serious.
See, look.
And then they said buying a star could get you some pussy.
It so, definitely can. Nigga, buy me a star.
Nigga, $20.
So no,
it used to be $40. Now it's $20.
See a star,
in my room, I got some.
Get the fuck out of here.
I ain't gonna get a start in a minute,
time,
though.
Every time I used to take a chick on Bourbon Street and buy them roses, the rose man, mm-hmm. I get some.
You see what I mean?
Yep. Wait, time out, wait.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, when I was seven, my cousin, she was like 13. She had like 80 stars on her fucking ceiling.
I don't think that was it, because you can buy them pack of glow stars
for a dollar.
Them bitches was a dollar. And I had a million of them.
But she up like 40 bodies right now.
Mm-hmm. So?
Does body count matter?
Does it matter?
Why y'all don't just take the money, though? Can y'all just take the money? Like, if a nigga, instead of buying you the star, because this is the thing. Y'all see the gesture.
But see, if he get the money,
don't give him the money. Don't give him the money. No. They're going to use it for something else and be like, bitch, where my star at?
The gesture, right? Y'all see the gesture. I hate to back this up because we got to end this. But the gesture, it ain't like if y'all live with us and I'm paying all the bills and is that, ain't that a gesture, too?
It is. It goes hand in hand, but... You know, you still want that special oomph. Like
extra.
Yeah,
extra
like you sleep with me every night, but you don't see me in fucking Fendi every night with my hair made up with fucking sexy ass lingerie on waiting for
like
you.
Fendi. That's the same thing I told my cousin when she got married. Like, she was like just that. Like, write some.
But I want to see you in Fruit Loom. Fuck Fendi.
Yeah, I'd rather you in
I mean, that shit is nice and all, but female, to see your bitch different, like, that's something else.
But a female, she likes to get dressed up. She likes, date nights are important.
Yeah, that's for y'all, though. That's not for me.
Yeah, so.
That is for you.
It must be for you, too.
I'd rather see my girl in T-shirt.
24/7 And you tell me when she spiced that shit up, you wouldn't be turned on.
Is she working?
Yeah, she working. She work just like you work. Right. So when she do switch it up, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be refreshing?
Like
yeah, you see me come home in my scrubs every day, and I take a shower, put some jeans. You know, I put on some regular degular shit.
Yeah, but where you going?
Yo, Kyron got a question. Kyron got a question.
Which pussy is better? Is it the big tank top? I mean, the big old white shirt? Or the panties on.
White shirt.
So you asking that to him? Because how the fuck we gonna answer that?
Look at me, white shirt. Because that's all you're getting.
Yeah, I like that.
Big old white shirt.
So that's all you're getting.
Fuck all that.
Come on, bring that bitch that big old oversized shirt.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Here.
But that's way better.
Without them ugly ass Crocs on, don't put the Crocs on.
Yeah. Y'all don't like the Crocs?
Hell no. No, the Crocs. Crocs. They on your feet. They walk around the house.
Damn, I was
don't put nothing.
The Crocs.
Just be barefoot. No, not that either. That ain't sexy.
I'm not trying to be sexy.
Y'all don't like Crocs. The furry slides?
I don't like wearing Crocs. I don't like wearing
them
like
rainbow shoes. Them shoes from Rainbow.
No. Finny slides. They Rihanna Puma slides.
The furry.
Yeah, they got the
they got like
slides.
A little bit of fur on them, but it's not like a lot. Like
y'all don't like the y'all don't like the Uggs.
Okay,
the little thick Uggs. Y'all don't like them.
No, I don't like that.
And you know what? You're absolutely right. Cause I be thugging in his fucking slides. Oh no.
Heels.
Yeah,
heels for sex.
Wait, t-shirt and some heels.
You shirt some heels, nigga.
Wait. Oh no, we
my
need to go.
Hey, no.
No, I need y'all to do a poll.
If she put on heels, she gonna be taller than me. You got me fucked up.
I don't care.
I care.
Man, I need a poll. I need care, to see man. If y'all really want a bitch in some t-shirt and some heels. I'm asking.
T-shirt and heels?
That's what y'all want?
What about, why not the lingerie and heels? That right. Look better than a t-shirt here. She gonna look crazy. She got on a bottom.
What is it about the t-shirt?
On with heels?
I don't fucking know, man. It's just like with the lingerie, I know what it is. But with the t-shirt, it's just like.
You know what's under there.
But why you got on the heels? Yeah. Ain't nothing under there.
Nipples busting through the shirt.
Like what if she got lingerie under this big shirt?
I just
want
to see nipples.
What you got lingerie on the front?
It's a surprise.
Shit. Ain't no surprise.
About to come in this bitch.
Come on, we're gonna come.
Be naked under the t-shirt, then they had a fucking.
You ain't
lying. But why?
I don't know. I think my fantasy is I want like pull up
big old
to a
white
dude,
t-shirt, like
coat with
Soulja
a trench coat and a lingerie with the heels.
Definitely want to do that one day.
I definitely want to do that.
I just want to see the nipples just showing through that big old.
But you telling me you ready me to pull up with a t-shirt
with some heels on?
Damn.
With your hair wrapped up.
Text bait. I'm wearing a t-shirt tonight.
don't steal my idea. I got to let my own.
And I'm probably had a stolen idea. Bitches do that shit already. I'm up in that bitch with a t-shirt on already.
Shit, I'm telling you.
Say, little nigga and see. All right, bitch, I'm going to holler at my old lady here.
Nigga, I got on my big sweatshirt. You, comfortable.
The lingerie is just like, man, everybody do that shit.
Yeah, she's boring.
This bitch crazy. I don't even want to ask him right now.
Victoria's Secret sell big t-shirt, she going to
see, that's the problem. I love Victoria's Secret. Now they start selling oversized tees.
You gotta be them thin, big old white. You gotta be them thin fruit of the looms, man. You gotta be them fruit of the loom. You know, they're thin, so when they walk past,
they gotta be them big old Luann and Turk.
Sis, let me tell you, y'all gonna get what the fuck I pull up in. And if I pull up in with a purple shirt, y'all gonna get this purple fucking shirt
with a stressed out bacon collar and a fucking.
It don't matter because you're taking all of it off.
Exactly. I'm like, son, you're going to get what I, you gonna, I'm going to pull up with mismatched socks with this bonnet on.
I ain't going to lie, nigga, on Jewish.
Nigga, see, you going to get what you get. Nigga, on Jewish. You know what we here for.
Nigga be like, B, you look stupid. Yeah, but man, take that shit off.
But I said, you going to get what you get. You know what I'm here for. The fuck?
Pull up with the t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. I like a bald head, bitch.
Did y'all have fun on this episode?
Definitely did.
I'm not about to play with you guys.
No, like, I'd rather a bald head chick and... I'm pulling, like, I know I can't pull her hair, so I'm going to get a do-rag and put that bitch on it. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're going to slide off of you. I'm going to hold it with it, put it up.
That shit slide clean off of you.
Like, hey, yeah. How tight she going to have her head in line across her forehead?
Wait, no, somebody told me, I was with somebody, and there was the girl, a chick walked in, she had two pom-poms in her hair. He was just like, man, I know she a freak. Hold on to them bitches like handlebars. I was like, y'all niggas is dumb.
Revving.
We ain't dumb.
That too.
Y'all is disgusting.
All right, let's close this.
All right. Did y'all have fun?
Yo,
definitely
we got.
Definitely did.
All right. Yeah, y'all ready to get them 21 questions out the day? Y'all sure?
Wait, not
21 questions. Hypothetical.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
we about to play truth or dare. We going to start playing truth or dare.
I like truth
or dare. That's a bet. We could have definitely did that.
We're going to play with drinks, though. We're going to play with alcohol.
Share what it started.
Yeah. Well, we're going to play with mayonnaise. We're going to play with mayonnaise.
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Let's play with macaroni.
If you don't do the dare. All right. So I had fun. Y'all had fun.
So it'll be going to be spicy. Because it is hot in this bitch.
I got to work on my transitions. If y'all have any ideas, just let me know.
You forgot to press the button.
Wait, that was it.
You can't hear it anyway.
I mean, I can hear it, but not a lot.
Yeah, wait, y'all. So I text Bae. I was like, Bae, you want me to have a t-shirt with nothing underneath tonight or some lingerie? That bitch said, I'm going with option number one.
We know.
Hey, I'm telling you. T-shirt.
That bitch said, I'm going with option number one.
Okay, right.
But I
can't. Oh, she's breaking it up.
I'm weak, Bae. I guess y'all spoke. Y'all like the t-shirts better.
Yeah, I'd rather the t-shirt than that old lingerie. Y'all keep that. All right. Well, that's it for the day. Thanks for everybody for checking us out. If you enjoyed the show, and I know you did, then subscribe. Get notifications every week when we drop a new episode. Whew, I'll holler at y'all later. This is Rock Lefty, Black, what is the name of it? The Black Air Bunny Podcast. I am here with
Kayla.
Karen.
And Kim Caramel.
Kim Caramel. She was a good guest, man. Real good guest. She wasn't trying to bully us. She ain't talking about jumping through nobody's windows or nothing. Yeah, that's what's up, man.
This week's episode of the Black L Bundy Podcast was produced by Rodney Emelian. This is an official Rock Lefty World production. Thanks for everybody for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. Listen to us on Spotify. Follow us at TBAB Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Leave your opinion or join in on the conversation in our Facebook group, The Black L Bundy Podcast. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Black L Bundy Podcast. And or leave a voice message and just let us know how we're doing on the Anchor app. Holler at y'all next time.